This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
It really is. It really is. You know, today's going to be one of those shows, and it's great. We have so many different directions that we could go in to start off this Payday Friday, and it is a Payday Friday here at 95.7 The Game. It's a feel-good Friday. Everyone's in a good mood. You know how I know people are in a great mood? It's when I walk in and I see Shasky's already in the producer's studio in the back, and he's bumping early to mid-90s rap that either Carter nor I nor Sam have ever heard in our lives. And he's like, you guys have never heard this? Never heard this song before? And then you got guys named like Young Blood. I don't even, there's certain
Young Bleed. There's a difference. There's Young Lay.
Yeah,
there's Young
Lay.
Bleed. There's,
yes.
There's many Youngs. Yeah. There's Little Guido. There's many rappers and friends.
But as I say that, that's when I know you're going to be in a great mood. When you're going through the archives.
Cole the Kid.
There you go. And Master P, obviously, a big name here.
Of course, Master P.
Of course, Master P. So we were going down there. You're showing like these old school music videos. By the way, you just say music video, it sounds old school in and of itself. But on like yachts, rappers, it was like Boats and Hoes. Shout out Step Brothers. That's basically what it was. And where am I going with this? I have no idea. But I'll say this. We were talking about, Joe, certain things that friends could do, athletic accomplishments that sound insane and ridiculous. We all have buddies. We all have buddies that when we're hanging out, we're watching a TV or something and says, huh, I could do that. Oh, Brock Purdy missed that throw. Huh, I could do that. We all have that guy in our friend group, do we not?
Yeah, we all roll our eyes at that guy.
Absolutely. Well, sometimes you or I are that guy, and that's okay.
I'm understanding my limitations as I get older. So yesterday, I go out to the Olympic Club. It's the U.S. Amateur, and we had a great time, me and LJ, and I pull up, and Carter's got Carter had the straight up, like, the suite set up, basically above the ninth hole. I mean, he had it all set up. He had a table. He had everything. He had beachfront property,
wow.
Essentially. I mean, it basically was.
More property from the lake to the beach now.
Exactly.
Nice.
The landman had it going on. And so him and his homies were up there. And within minutes, I put my backpack down. You know, you always bring the backpack with the little one because you just never know.
Yeah.
Got to have supplies.
Well, you always need to.
And Carter, I don't know if it was him or his friend, turns to me and goes, can you settle something for us? And I go, okay. I'm thinking, like, where is this going, you know? Yeah, yes, Carter does wake up every day at 3:45. And he goes, Carter thinks he can hit a Major League Baseball pitcher If he gets 100 pitches, he can put three. I don't know why the number was three, but three, he can get three base hits. And I go,
Giants could use him.
He goes, no. Let me clarify. I could put the ball in play with no fielders. That doesn't mean hits.
Fastballs only, by the way. Fastballs.
He didn't even say that. I asked him that. Right? There were so many. And I'm saying to myself, Carter, I love you. I've never seen you swing. Okay. I know that you're an athlete to a degree, but I don't think you guys understand that if a Major League Baseball pitcher, okay, does not want you to put bat on ball, you're probably not putting bat on ball.
Well, if they're just, and I have Carter's back.
Unless you have a prerequisite of athletic ability.
So let's say like we have those pitching machines because they have them that can go up to like 90 to 100
miles. Yeah, but that's you timing the same pitch over and over and over again.
The 100 in this because he's gave himself 100. So
you'll graze the bat.
Yeah, no, I think we can put some of these in play. I think we could.
I think you'd be surprised if I threw it at
8. I think you're underselling yourself, by the way. You play a lot. I think you probably could.
I know what I can do, and I know what I can't do. I know if I put it at 85 miles per hour in a cage, a lot of you would be afraid to square up and bunt, let alone swing.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to bunt. Dingers only, baby. Chicks take the long ball. I ain't bunting out
there. It would take you four or five pitches just to get, like, comfortable seeing the ball come in. I'm just telling you. Like, I do this with – I'm at batting cage all the time. The point that I go on at is that it was a classic example of someone kind of overstepping their bounds in the friend group who thinks that his athletic abilities are higher than they are. And I want to ask the audience this morning,
I got your back.
Which one of your homies has the wildest athletic myth that they think that they can accomplish that we know is so absurd? For example, I think I can hang with Tiger Woods, right? Someone, you know, we've all got that one friend. I can drive it 350. Yeah, 600 yards to the right. You know what I mean?
Like, that's me.
Joe Spadoni saying, I could grab rim.
I did touch the rim. Okay. Hey, my boy Casey's
off
a listener.
Off of a bucket.
Shout out Palma High School in Salinas. Hey, Casey, call in. You can get my back, all right? 888-957-9570. We'll throw out the number right there. It'll be a theme
throughout
the show. I don't
believe, unless I hear from Casey and see video footage, I don't think you ever touched rim. I love you, Joe.
Well, the hoop was tipped over on its side.
We didn't have videos of footage back in 2010. They didn't have that around yet, so... shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We had YouTube back then, but I don't think anyone posted it to it at that point. Also, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Well, that's Bonta Hill at 9 o'clock, something that he believes. Oh, you think Bonta could hit three pitches if you gave him 100 at-bats? You think Bonta could do
it? Again, I want to know what the parameters are that we're setting up here. It's very important. Like, if you're going up again, great example.
This is what I'll do it right now. You have a pitching machine on the mound.
Okay.
It's throwing 90 miles an hour. That's what it's doing. It's just straight fastballs.
All right. Now, are you talking a legitimate base hit with defense out there? If I put a high school team.
Three balls in play.
Three balls in play? I just bunt the ball. Like, I mean, come on. Like, that's
got to be a hit.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a bunt.
So here's the next step to your entire... You're envisioning a Little League diamond, which was probably the last... And I'm not trying to hate on you. The last... Do you know how hard a ball you have to hit to get through the infield, number one, and number two?
Like, there's another element of this that we're missing, which is I'm counting 100 pitches as strikes. Like, it has to be in the strike zone. Like, you can't be throwing me balls
and
expecting...
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. We're using
the
machine.
Like, that can't count as my 100 pitches.
We're using the machine in this scenario right now. And so, if you're just joining us...
Because that cuts it down to 60 pitches that I can actually hit,
if you're just joining us, Carter Chickering, our producer extraordinaire, believes if you gave him 100 major league-type pitches, fastballs in this case, he can get three of those as hits.
If I gave you 25 pitches from a high schooler, okay... Balls or strikes. And the person's going up there trying to strike you out. I'm not sure you can put the ball to the shortstop.
High schooler, I'm getting 100% out of 25.
The gauntlet's
I'm getting 20%.
All right, I'm going to get my boy Craig. We're going to hit up Reardon. We're going to make
this
work.
You get the best pitcher you find in the city. I'll hit 5.
Great example. My boy Mikey C.
It's
White
not
Mike,
Highway 10.
Who I've referenced. I honestly believe that I think he could have caught a punt in a preseason game and made a play. He probably would have got whapped. He was a great athlete. I think he could have caught a punt in an NFL game, a preseason game.
Catching a punt's a lot harder.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, that's actually one of the more intimidating things that you don't think about. Kickoffs are okay because at least you have some buffer.
Kickoffs are okay.
Yeah.
They're running 70, well, back in the day, 70 yards.
They've made it safer.
Special team.
They made it a little safer. Punting is still, I feel like a
special
punt
teams
return
is the worst collision.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Punting, I still think. I think it is. It's overtaken it now because of all the rules they put in place on kickoffs. Punting it, there is nothing more embarrassing than muffing a punt and then getting absolutely blasted right after you did that. That is what happens in the NFL. So I feel him on that. That's scary. I'm with you. But I can't touch the rim if we're talking about it. It's not a myth. It's a fact. It's I deal in truth and realities.
So, okay. So as in I can, as in you currently can.
I did.
Okay, there's a big talk. Here we go. Hey, the Niners need secondary help. This guy's backpedaling. Maybe he can sign up for them.
Well,
are you kidding me?
I'm just saying I did. I don't know if I could do it today, but I do think I am with Carter on this one. I can get three hits if you gave me 100 fastballs at 90 miles an hour. I can do it. I can get three
legitimate
hits.
Line drive base
yes,
hits.
Yes, legitimate. Let's get this set up. Let's do. You know, all
I'm
going to
hit up my.
Guys.
I'm going to hit up.
Let's
my
go.
I'll get my buddy.
Get me
at
the uniform.
Baseball
get me everything.
I don't think you guys.
I have a baseball jersey in here.
I love you guys. You guys are great guys. You know.
Thanks.
Tremendous guys. I don't
see
know.
Me with a bad mind.
I have to see you swing first.
Okay. So 888-957-9570.
I think you guys are just like talking out of your. You know what? And I don't know if. Yeah. I've seen you shoot a free throw. I'm a little skeptical on you swinging a bat.
The most ridiculous sports take, one of your buddies has said that they could do better than an athlete, a professional athlete. That's all I'll just say right there. So we have a lot of people right now saying I can hit better than Giants players. Like, let's go
that
and prove
I don't
it.
Believe.
Yeah. There's just
I don't believe
Boxer
that.
And Gerson work injury.
I just think we're all I don't think we understand the level of athleticism and expertise to get to that level.
Do you think you could, if you were a tennis player, the Laver Cup's coming to Chase Center next month. You think you'd do a return?
Do you know how difficult a volley is?
Yeah, I know.
No, you and me. Yeah. Like two scrubs.
Oh, I know.
Scrubs.
I know.
A volley. Oh, do you?
Yes, I played tennis back in the day, brother.
Just doing a back and forth volley is ridiculously difficult.
Yes,
no, I do not think that I could return a serve from Sabalenka.
If I give you 100 opportunities to return a serve, you couldn't do one?
No. No, not a chance.
I could not do one.
Not a chance.
All right. No, I'm seeing we're just getting
you know
the levels
of this. How much spinach that they would put on it so that, like, to make sure that you couldn't get it? It's like going up against one of those, like, ping pong players, and you're like, anyone could do it. It's like, oh yeah, can they? I doubt that. See, I think you guys are
tennis balls are coming in at, like, 110 miles an hour. There's no way you're stopping that.
Come on, you guys.
I think it's sizzling.
Come on. I can't be the voice of reason on this. That's when you know you guys are out of your minds.
I mean, 3% is not that much, Chaz. You act like I'm saying I can hit 30 of them.
You know what? I love this conversation. I do. And we have so many different places we can go with this. 888-957-9570. We do have the Warriors schedule we're going to get to. I promise people.
There's a lot to get to.
Golden State Warriors 2025, 2026. Regular season schedule has been released.
This is
break it all down. Niners, Raiders, joint practices. There's no fighting, unfortunately.
This is like when I hear people be like, you know, I could get a yard in an NFL game. No, I don't think you can. With CJ West barreling down on you when you hit the, like, just like literally get the ball right out of Purdy's hands. Like, no.
I mean,
I'm getting a yard,
I'm
dog.
I'm built bigger than Hunter Renfrow, and I think I could get a yard. Hunter Renfrow can do it. I can.
Dude, I'm 300 pounds, 6'8". I'm getting a yard.
Oh, he just used the size on you.
You are. No, you know, Carter, you might get it. You might get a yard. Guru. I know. Might get a yard. Joe, I love you. You're not getting a yard.
Hunter Renfrow could do it. Why can't
Joe, who
I?
Who are you kidding?
Why can't I do it? Slot receiver,
he's
Carter.
He's not getting a yard.
Come on,
dude. Pinocchio out of here. What are we doing?
Tony, what's your 40 time?
I mean, 40 times?
Put it out there.
Something?
I'm definitely the fastest at the station.
He's 240.
You are not the fastest at the station.
I definitely am the fastest at the station.
I will literally race you outside right now.
I got to stretch first.
Oh, of course.
I got to stretch first. I'm wearing jeans.
This is how your uncles get hurt on TikTok when they race each other without any practice. I think you guys have lost your minds.
I'm the fastest host of the station. Is that better?
I don't know about
That's great competition.
I don't know about
You're the youngest host by a lot.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know about that?
I got Evan as power rank number one.
I agree.
He runs everywhere. And
he's a
giant dork when it comes to running. I hate running. It's like, I'm sure he's deaf. It's Kenny Powers. I'm not trying to be the best at exercising. You know what I mean? So that's Evan, and that's fine. That's his, all to himself.
Kenny Powers, I play real sports.
Yeah, I'm totally with him.
Did you say Evan's a dork for running?
No, I just, people that run, it's its own drug, and I'm not into it, and that's their thing.
Well, how about we get Evan
Giddings?
Evan Giddings was a legit collegiate pitcher. Why doesn't he pitch 100 balls to you, Carter. How about that's a perfect compromise. Let's set this
thing up. Evan would have to build up to him. I'm sure he hasn't thrown in a couple years, like legitimately thrown.
We got Lucas Alexander. He can hit 95.
You guys, Lucas Alexander.
See, that's another one. Lucas, our director of sports, is a guy that said,
at my dad's funeral.
He could throw at your dad's funeral.
At my dad's funeral, he was talking with my boy Joycey, the People's Choice. And he basically said, that's another nickname. And, he basically said, he's like, yeah, I could throw 90. And my boy Joyce put on a couple $1,000s right on the table, right there on the spot, and basically said, I have this money out here for the rest of your life. There's not a chance in hell you are hitting 90 miles per hour on a gun. And I brought a gun out, a speed gun out the day we all played softball, and Lucas was ducking the speed gun like crazy.
Well, his hamstring hurt.
Yeah, no, he was fine through adversity probably that day.
Okay.
Yeah, he's probably fine through adversity.
Yeah, his hamstring hurt from racing Joe, you know?
Did anyone else get hurt yesterday at Niners and Raiders joint practices? Do we know that? Probably.
Yes, CJ West got hurt.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Dillard, the tackle, got hurt as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Two practices in and he's out.
Wow. Nick Bosa, he didn't even practice yesterday. Sore, right? He was working on the side of the field. That's great.
I feel like we should rename 95.7 the game like Reading Rainbow, because we have some imaginary people here that have imaginary abilities that they think they can pull off. It's a little surprising to me that I'm the only one who's grounded in reality on this topic.
You must believe if you wish to achieve. That is the quote of my life. You must believe if you wish to achieve. All right. I believe that was Rod from the movie Hot Rod with Andy Samberg circa 2007.
Screw that.
By the way, Jennifer Lee Chan is going to be joining us at 8:30. Bontale, I already said, in studio, 9 o'clock. We'll get Bontale's thoughts on all this.
I also think,
courtesy of River Islands.
My bad. I also think that Mark Willard could maybe beat you in a race, too. I think Mark is sneaky
chance.
Fast. No, I actually think
None
Mark,
chance.
I think Mark's a sneaky athlete.
I'd love to see that.
I actually think Mark's a sneaky athlete.
He's not beating me in a race. He's pulling
I've seen his hand-eye coordination. The guy can golf. The guy can play baseball. I think that if you gave him a couple of weeks, I think he could beat you. I really do.
Okay, and then I get a couple weeks then, too.
That's fine.
Okay, you guys haven't seen me run, I think. That's why.
I've seen you walk. And I judge people how they walk.
I scooter to this place manually every single day, all right?
To Morning Roast Combine. We pull this off. We do a full combine.
We probably should. Look, why not? Let's just do the combine, everyone. Look,
I'm game. I don't think I'll do well, but I'm in.
You're 95.7 the game, the combine. 95.7 the combine.
Spadoni coming in flip-flops.
I'd still win, too. That's the thing.
Like he's Deion Sanders. You're not winning, dog. I'm letting you know.
I am like 20 years older than the rest of you.
I don't think it means anything.
Sorry.
I don't think it means anything. When was the last time you broke a sweat? Besides 49er practice last week.
Yesterday, I walk around Oakland, a lot of the hills. I walked like 3 miles yesterday. Incline, buddy.
Oh, I'm well aware.
You can't do that. None of you guys can do that. Dibs doesn't have the knees for it. Steiny's not doing it. Goo's at Planet Fitness, wherever he's working out. And Willard's doing like yoga or something these days. So I'm the best shape. Sam knows. He sees where I walk around. We have a lot of hills in our neighborhood, huh, Sammy?
Sam, I actually think you're a sneaky good athlete. You've got like I actually like if we were like pushing, hauling, like lifting things, deadlift, I think you're actually like really sneaky strong.
I can do that.
Combine portion, he's doing the bench better than everyone else.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And the 40.
I think he's pushing the sled farther than anyone. Oh, guru. But I think Sam's super underrated pound for pound. Sam, when you're listening to all this, you're a pretty reasonable individual. Outside of your Farhan love. But you are pretty reasonable. How ridiculous does Joe sound this morning?
I mean, no more ridiculous than you sound on most days. But, you know, it's... I'll say I keep coming back to the running thing. I just know I would smoke you in a race, Spadoni.
Okay, that's fine.
That's why I keep coming back.
That's fine. You can. Shasky, Steiny, Guru, Willard, and Dibs could not. That's the truth.
The guy's twice as old as you are.
Correct.
Smaller than you. That's good
Correct.
To know.
And I have to defend myself because he's saying all
Spadoni
these
goes
old
to like
AARP
retirement homes.
Members.
It's just like I could outrun all
I
you
mean,
guys.
I mean, 95.7, the AARP is coming down my back right now. I mean, Jesus.
I know. I want you to kind of like race against people actually in your, you know, speed class.
Well, it's fine. Let's do it.
The people who talk the most about their athletic abilities can achieve the least. We kind of know this.
No one talks
not going to get pushed around. I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up. You guys brought it up, and I'm part of the discussion.
You unprovoked said that you dunked, and then
said
that you're the fastest person at 95.7 in the game.
You're putting words in my mouth as I'm going, Willard. Here. Don't put words in my mouth. I said I touched the rim. I touched the tip, okay? I didn't dunk. All right? Can we make that abundantly clear? Let's make this abundantly clear. I touched the rim in high school. I cannot dunk. That's it. That's it. All right. That's it. And that's all. You want to talk about actual dunking? I hope the Warriors are doing a lot of that this year. Is Jimmy Butler going to be doing that? Is Steph going to have another dunk left in him? Is he dumb dunking? Could 3 35-year-olds and over win a championship? I'm not sure, but it starts here. Talk about the schedule, Joe. Did you see it?
Oh, the schedule?
Yes.
Absolutely.
How'd you feel about it?
Well, there's a lot of thoughts. Number one, boy, they're really phasing out the regional sports networks. Mm. And I've been on this for a couple of years. And maybe
you love your regional sports talk, like when it comes to networks. No one is more, I'm saying this like with love. No one's more tapped into the ongoings and the networks at B than Joe Shasta.
Have you seen the way it's set up? There are at minimum 1 to 3 national televised games across 1 to 3 different platforms every night for the NBA. This is genius, right? Like, we know there are 13 teams in the league currently that don't have a broadcast partner that is actually a viable company. Bally Sports went bankrupt. So as you look at the Warriors, they have 38 nationally televised games. And you go, whoa! Like, no, the days of TNT are out the door. You got Amazon. You've got, obviously, the Peacock Network. You've got ABC, and then you've got ESPN. And so I'm not surprised. You want to get Steph Curry in the final, couple years of his career as forefront and center on the major platforms as you distribute to new distributors or new television partners. This is genius, and I think it's going to be fun. Now, it's expensive for the consumer. It's going to be difficult to navigate on a nightly basis. You know, I think about someone like my mother. She's going to be like, where do I find the Warriors tonight? Mm. That's what she's going to ask, like that question. And, you know, Mom, I'm going to do my best to keep you informed. And I think we are going to have to do our best to keep people informed on a nightly basis. Where can you view them? Well, that changes on a nightly basis. But we know where you can hear them right here.
There you go. 95.7 The Game, your home for all Golden State Warriors action and Golden State Valkyries action as well. And it's a good point because I do think we're going to be getting to a stage here, as you're talking about your parents, the older generation, right? My parents, the grandparents of the world. It's going to start becoming the norm now with our generation and the next generation after us. It's just the cord cutting, whatever. Everyone's going to be having all these different apps, and that's just going to be the way of the future right now, at least how it's currently constructed. Because I do think the fact that the NFL's been doing it for so long, and I get it, only one game, if you're only locked into your team, it's different. But the fact that we have Amazon, NBC, CBS, Fox, ESPN, it's made it a little bit easier, right? Like, we kind of like already know how to do this stuff. Now, it's the NBA. We would like it to be all on 1 or 2 networks, but we're built for this, Joe. We're built for this stuff, right? It's
yes.
Not that crazy.
No, but I think just finding out where your team is, when there's 82 games, I think you're gonna like, hey, where's the Warriors tonight? You're gonna ask that question. That's okay. Like, how many times do you go, where can I stream X movie or X series? I do that into Google all the time.
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
stream,
so I'm not alone in
whatever.
That.
Yes.
Like last night I was like, hey, has the Superman movie been available for purchase? I'm gonna purchase it tonight. We're gonna go up to the cabin, and I'm like really excited and gonna fire it up to watch the new Superman movie. Well, it's on Amazon and Apple Plus where I can buy it, right? But I Googled that last night. You're going to do that a lot. How many times has the Giants game, you're like, well, why isn't the Giants game on? Oh, it's on Roku. Oh, it's on Apple Plus. And it takes a couple of minutes or whatever to kind of figure out where to find it.
34 national televised games.
I saw 38. I must have been off.
I mean, the league called it 34, okay. So we'll go by 34.
Okay, then my bad.
I believe it's the Warriors, Lakers, Knicks, and Thunder that are all tied for the most nationally televised games this year. And two of those teams, I don't know, would constitute as legit title contenders thus far. I'll explain on the other side. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast. Like I said, we got Jennifer Lee Chan, 8:30, NBC Sports Bay Area, covers the Niners at a very high level. We'll get the lay of the land. She's down in Vegas right now for joint practices. Obviously, Niners and Raiders preseason game 2 tomorrow at Allegiant Stadium. And you can't talk Allegiant without talking the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and Niners. Maybe we'll have to go back down. Some dark memories there, Joey, at one point today. PTSD is real when it comes to that building. For Niner fans, Bonte Hill in studio, 9 o'clock, courtesy of River Islands. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. And that's what's coming up in The Game, brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I did not. Said I could be Hunter Renfro for a play.
That's the dumbest thing.
Give me the gloves. Give me the pads.
Could you imagine Dante Whitner like salivating as Joe Spadoni goes across the middle? He would kill you. He killed Pierre Thomas, who was one of the strongest guys at the position. Like decapitated him in the middle of the field. Like what I don't think
Johnny
you guys understand.
Johnny Knoxville and Jackass.
I'm not done
Jared
with this. Just give me one more minute on this. I'm not done with this. There's this guy I play with, and I'm gonna give his information out there, and he's gonna probably laugh. But my buddy Anthony Wright, right? He's in his 40s, okay? He hasn't pitched, like, legitimately pitched in a long time. He plays softball with me. He has one of the best arms I've ever seen in my life. And he played single double A ball, was drafted by the A's, wow. Played at Santa Clara.
Professional.
I don't think you understand the compete level on someone like him. If he gets on the slab at his age right now against you, right? And you guys are digging in there. He's got a knuckleball, curveball, whatever he wants to throw, because I know he's got a variety of pitches. I don't think you guys realize he would be toying with you up there, like literally toying with you. And he'd be like, there's not a chance. No. It's the same thing when you go to the YMCA and, oh my God, here comes Division I player X or Pro-Am when I was a kid. Pro-Am, right? You'd see all these guys that were great high school players, great college players. And then Jason Kidd would show up. And Jason Kidd would make everyone look like they were in fifth grade because he's Jason Kidd at the height of his prime. I don't think you understand. This guy didn't even sniff AAA, okay? And I'm not trying to dog my boy. He is a great athlete. Hits a 3-1, 270 yards for crying out loud. Smokes the ball.
Sure.
The professional athlete to you, and I'm not trying to like dog you. Joe, come on. When was the last time you took an at-bat?
Probably at the park with Benny's plastic one.
No, a real at-bat in an organized game.
Oh, an organized game? Yeah, I'm alone. I'm a lone wolf when it comes to that stuff. I hit the cages.
So, okay, what, seventh grade maybe? Let's just be generous here.
I hit the cages. No, probably a few years ago. Okay. Years back at like a party or something.
Okay, how about in a uniform?
I don't. This is my uniform. I show up.
Guys.
I get it done.
Guys, if you've ever seen the Brian Scalabrine video, like I think you're underrating the level of an athlete.
I never said I could go one on one with an NBA player. I said I could get a hit off a professional player throwing 90 I think I could do that. Or it doesn't have to be professional. Someone throwing 90 miles an hour.
Have you seen, there's a guy who has a YouTube video. He's called the JUCO King. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this.
No.
So look him up. Now, Trevor Bauer and him, I know Trevor Bauer is canceled by a society, but they go back and forth. This canceled guy, the himself. JUCO King, he played junior college baseball, and he does all these baseball videos. He's showing you how difficult it is to hit this. Like, he goes up against women, you know, softball pitchers, and sure. How difficult it is to hit that.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen the Jenny Finch videos, and Joe Spadoni with no training is going to go up there and hit. I don't even think you're going to make contact on a high school
100 pitches. That's the bet. 100 pitches. Get my timing down. I can do
After
it.
After 30 swings, you're going to be exhausted.
Probably. But you know what?
You might grow something after 30 swings.
Grit and determination. You must believe if you wish to achieve, and I truly believe that. And by the way, why are we talking about this? Because we all have that friend, and apparently I'm the guy at the station that thinks this. Carter's
right now,
the guy.
Yes. I thought it was Guru, but it's you now.
Well, you know what? That's fine. I don't think it's that insane to do it. You know why? Because I believe like ESPN did this at one point because Tim Kirkchin didn't believe that. It was Jay Crawford.
Tim Kirkchin, by the way, can play ball. I've seen him in these celebrity games. Like, the guy can throw and catch. Like, I can just tell by watching you warm up, like, if you're decent or not, period. Like, how you catch the ball.
Okay.
It's like the layup line, as I call it.
Let's go to the
Carter,
the
you're a hooper. You played college. Can you not judge someone by how they handle a basketball without even taking a shot?
Quickly.
Exactly.
So I didn't get an opportunity last year when we all had the station event. We all came out to the Diamond because I was on dad duty.
Okay.
I had two kids with me. I couldn't get out there. God love Benny. His head is like a ball magnet. He would have gotten hit in the dome or something. Then I would have to leave. So I'd be the helicopter dad. Mm-hmm. I'd be hovering around. So I didn't get the opportunity to flash the leather, Joe, to flash my bat.
Like Sam Lubman did wearing the knee-high socks.
Oh, yeah, well, that was a great look. That was, and Carter was there. The lovely Sierra was there. It was a great time. We had a great time out, and it was fun. Let's do it again. But this time, let's do it with a pitching machine or an actual pitcher going out there. Or, you know what? It sounds like we wouldn't need to have a 95-7 the game combine day. Let's do that. Let's get Doc Pandya just in case. We got to get the electrolytes, get the guys, get the stretch lab. I don't know what we're doing there anymore. Let's get everyone out there. Let's have a good time. Let's put this thing together. Come on.
There's a guy who has, it's the Bat Bros. They do these baseball bat videos, and they're trying to hit the ball out of AT&T
Park.
Yeah,
no, I've seen those. That guy's pretty jacked.
It's the same thing when I hear people like, I could hit a ball out of AT&T. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Could Goo?
Okay.
I think Goo could.
Or is he using a hype fire and we're throwing it at a, because you, I don't know, dude.
Metal bat.
We're using wooden
metal bat.
Yeah, okay, but it's got to be a specific. If I give him one of these BB Core bats, I don't know if he could. I'm being real with you. If I give him a hype fire, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm not trying to be the poo-pooer. I think you guys are delusional.
Well, that's.
I think you guys are all delusional.
You have to be a little bit delusional right now. And
well, Shasky, what do you think you could do? I mean, we're talking about, you know, Spadoni super fast. Carter can gain a yard. I like to think I could be a pretty good umpire. What would you be able
putt.
To do?
Yeah, like I could hit a 1-foot putt, you know, 1 out of 50 times. Like I know my limits. For example, I've been to LPGA events, and I always see, I can beat an LPGA. Oh, no, you cannot.
No,
that's insane.
They are incredible. These women, I watched Lexi Thompson when my wife and I went out to the U.S. Open for the women in 2022, I think it was. Lexi Thompson, she doesn't just hit the ball. She demolishes golf ball.
Oh, yeah.
Demolishes a golf ball. Lydia Ko, who's way smaller than me, hits it 35 yards past me with almost every single iron. And the precision is unbelievable. No, like, I think we're all underestimating. Like, my niece, high school basketball player, she just graduated. I think she would cook the majority of people here at the station in basketball. And I saw her cook Lucas in basketball when she was 5 years younger.
Not Luke.
Ask Nash.
Nasher was there.
She literally was salivating when she had him on it, when she had Lucas on an island. I think you guys are underrating the skill level of these athletes nowadays.
I think you're underrating your own coworkers and their ability to adapt in tough situations. That's what I think you're underrating right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are we underrating the Golden State Warriors going forward? That's my question.
God, I'm so pumped up for the season this year.
Yeah, are you pumped up? I don't know.
First game against the Lakers?
Well, that's...
I mean...
You look at this, and again, I said it, 34 nationally televised games. Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors are still the biggest draw outside of the Lakers, the defending champions, and the New York Knicks. Lakers, and then you got the Nuggets at home for your home opener. So you get... LeBron, and then you get the Joker. Okay. Okay. Starting off the season with two of the best in the West, and then those are two nationally televised. You get to start it off, by the way. You're going to hear it, Joe, and you're going to be like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
That's game one.
Sure.
Warriors-Lakers NBC is going to be pretty freaking sweet.
Hell yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited for it. You know, I think the last couple of years, one thing that was really evident to me regarding the NBA, there were so few circle this game. We have got to watch this game. And I thought that the Saturday night 5:30 games got better and better and better just these last 2 years in terms of matchups. Think about it. Remember we had the LeBron-Steph Saturday night matchup?
Mm-hmm.
We had a Boston-Warriors Saturday night matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that I just glancing at the schedule, there seems to be more of these Friday night, Monday night, Wednesday night, where it's like, oh, that's a standalone game where I believe that is a circle the calendar type of a game. I just didn't feel that way the last couple of years. There's also the Jimmy Butler element.
Mm.
I was looking at the schedule and I'm saying to myself, all right, when's those Heat games?
Wednesday, November 19th at Miami. And that is going to be courtesy of ESPN, Joe. And you're going to be locked in. It's going to be a hump day for us.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be tremendous, one might say.
And
can they actually show up this time? That would be nice, too, because they did not show up last year when they went to Miami. Well, they showed up some places, just wasn't at the game. They showed up at the domino table. That's where they showed up. Let's pick this up on the other side, Joe. We're up against it. 888-957-9570.
A lot of Spurs early on, too.
Ooh.
Like, that's one thing that I looked at, and I'm like,
Wemby.
I don't know if I love that.
Well, Harrison Barnes, basically.
I don't know if I love that.
Harrison Barnes, he all but, you know, sealed the Warriors' fate when it came to being a play-in team last year because of that buzzer-beating shot that he had. Breaking down more of the Warriors' schedule on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you. Here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Football is back. Road to Santa Clara starts now.
I want to go back to the playoffs. And the road to Levi's starts now.
Your station for the best football talk in the Bay.
I love football.
Is 95.7 The Game.
Hi, it's Bonte, reporting for River Islands in Lathrop. If you're wondering how River Islands became the most successful lifestyle community in Northern California, let's look at it by the numbers. 15 neighborhoods are now being offered in a wide range of home sizes and prices, from the low 600,000s to over $1 million. There are 7 new lakeside neighborhoods with docks for fishing, kayaking, and paddleboarding. A dozen parks, playing fields, and playgrounds are already open. And do not forget about Islanders Field, the best place to catch Travel League High School baseball play. For 55-plus active adults, Del Webb has its own master plan within the master plan with its own private clubhouse. Construction of the first town center has begun with plans for shopping, healthcare, entertainment, and restaurants. River Islands High School and 3 K through 8 eighth grade charter schools are starting their fall term this month. With so much to see and do, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? RiverIslands.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome to Dugout Radio, the undisputed home of Boomtown Baseball.
The Wi-Fi is booming with Xfinity, baby. Our next caller is
Stacy. How do you stay locked in on every pitch and play?
We stream it all live on Xfinity Internet with low lag, 99.99% network reliability, and speeds faster than a base runner beating the throw to home plate.
I stream on my TV, tablets, even my smart fridge.
Smart fridge.
With all those games, we gotta refuel.
Stream live baseball with Wi-Fi built for the biggest moments. Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed.
Cache Creek Casino Resort has never been ordinary. For 40 years, we've redefined how a luxury casino resort experience should feel. We've hosted some of the biggest names in entertainment, partnered with luxury brands and championship sports teams. This summer, play at Cache Creek Casino Resort for your chance to win a breathtaking 2025 Porsche. Luxury isn't just something you see, it's something you feel. Win the drive of a lifetime. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort.
When back to the office means back in traffic.
It's a crash block into two right lanes and traffic is starting.
Turn to the traffic leader, KCBS.
Standing water in the roadway, that's causing quite a bit of a
slowdown. Now is the time for a new Accord. Get a great deal during the Honda Summer Event. Brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers.
From Carriage House to Glass Aluminum Doors, R&S Doors has a full line of commercial and residential garage doors and gates to suit anyone's taste and budget. Visit rsdoors.com. R&S Doors. Look for the red truck.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
Small fixes to big upgrades. eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
Great to be on with the two Joes.
This is San Jose Jazz Fan, and I wake up with the morning Joes, Spadoni and Shasky, on 95.7 The Game. They're doing a great job.
Thanks, San Jose Jazz Fan. Appreciate you. Coming out to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale last week for joint practices. Before we were going to joint practices.
That guy can drink like a fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about Steiny, Goo, who are we talking about?
I mean, I'm talking about Baby Bash with this beat, still all time as T-Pain feature. Again, Cyclone, come on. This is freshman year high school for me, Joey. 2007 we're talking? That makes you feel a little bit older.
Ooh, yeah.
888-957-9570. That's the number to get involved. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We are going through the Warriors schedule right now as the NBA schedules were finally released yesterday. And it's not the same fervor I think we have for the NFL when it comes to it, but it is fun.
No, it is fun.
It is fun when you're one of the teams that still matter. And the fact that the Warriors have or are tied with three other teams for the most nationally televised games this year, like that doesn't get lost on me if I'm a fan. Like, that's incredible. But the Golden State Warriors, who were, again, and I can't say this enough, one of the worst run organizations of our lifetime, Joe, turning into the model organization and the cash cow that they are. And obviously it coincides with the greatness that is Stephen Curry, but Joe Lacob as well. And what he has meant to this organization, Chase Center, all of it. It is spectacular. And especially when these guys are getting older and this thing is now winding down. You don't want it to wind down, but it's just life. That's what happens, right? Guys get older. Father Time is undefeated. We get all that. But we should be celebrating things like today. The fact that there's going to be 34 nationally televised games. And it starts opening night. Warriors at Lakers, NBC. I mean, what's better than that, man? What's better than that? Is LeBron even going to be on the Lakers at that point? I guess. I don't even know. I guess they're like angry at each other. Who cares? I don't. Just, it's the whole thing. Is Kuminga going to be there? The Kuminga crisis, that is. I guess they haven't even talked in weeks. Who knows? Right? I know. It just sounds insane. It sounds insane. You know what else sounds insane? Lucky in San Francisco sounds insane because I'm just reading the description and I'm going to let him discuss it. Lucky, good morning. You're on the morning roast.
What's up, Lucky?
Hey, what's up, Shasky? What's up, Spadoni? I kind of like this conversation that you guys started, man, this light subject. And I want to let you guys know I am a 50-plus-year-old man, and I could skunk each and every one of you right now in a 40 that's under 20 or 20 and up. How about that? Let's go.
Okay, Lucky in San Francisco. Okay.
As an exemption.
Okay. Okay, what's your build, Lucky, if you don't mind me asking?
What's your build?
What's my build? I am 5'7", 160.
Oh, okay. So we got a little Tyreek Hill action here. Okay.
Joe Spadoni, let me defend Lucky. It doesn't really matter. I don't judge a book by its cover. I've seen many rhino
You're
bodies.
Judging, literally judging me by it.
No, by how you walk. That's different.
See?
That's different.
How I walk.
But that's different. I've seen many rhino bodies that can run. Run.
How I walk? What do you we have like no space in this studio. What am I supposed to be doing, running?
Joe, you're far from an Olympian. Lucky, keep going.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
So 5'7", 160, he's smoking all
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. My dad used to race. So my dad grew up in St. Mary's Park, right? And, you know, different neighborhoods would kind of converge at St. Mary's Park. And my dad used to run from one car to the other, and he would race everyone in the neighborhood. I think you talk to some of the old school guys that were all at his funeral. They'll all tell you. Sure. He raced anyone and everyone, and he lost to a kid in Hunters Point one time. But he was the fastest kid in multiple neighborhoods, and that was like his claim to fame forever, was speed, and he would race people all the time. My dad, unlike you, at 5'7" or whatever he was, did grab rim in front of everyone else, and I'm talking ripped it down and snapped the backboard.
Oh.
Yeah, snapped because it was like a fiberglass fat backboard. Could jump and run for a short guy. Not all those gifts were given to me, and so it sucks. But he was an unbelievable athlete at one point. And so racing people from, like, this car to that car, this sewage drain to that particular fire hydrant, that's what guys used to do back in the day.
Brought to you by Golden State, sir, in the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com.
There was social currency in it.
There was social. Okay, all right. Again. I'm not here to question your father.
Well, people, no,
you're
no,
just questioning me, and I got to defend myself here on 95.7.
So in the city, I don't know how it is in other areas, but in the city, you used to play for your park, right? And so you would go to the park, and they'd have a park director open up the gym, and everyone would hang out at the park. Like, for my age group, it was Reggie Milligan, Reggie Gage, Racer, and then the Schneider boys. Those would be there out at St. Mary's Park, and they would open it up, and there'd be all the kids from Bernal, from Cortland, from Alamany Projects, from Outer Mission, Excelsior, Office Silver. Everybody would hang out over there. You'd get some of the Portola boys coming over, and everybody would just play ball. And you would have, hey, this is the fastest guy from our little neighborhood. You race that guy, and race this guy. And that's how it used to be back then. And so, you know, you would hype up your dude, and then they would, you know, they would literally just sprint each other. I miss those days. Those days were cool.
You feel better? You good?
Well, no, but Lucky sounds like he's from that era, and I appreciate the way he's going.
I appreciate it, too. That's great. That's awesome. I'm so happy for that you feel that way about Lucky, your dad, and you just don't feel that way about your partner. But that's okay. We'll move on. That's all right. I have your back. I'll always have your back, Joe. You just don't have mine today. That's okay. I thought we were a team here at 95.7 The Game. But I don't know. You want to keep doubting me? That's fine.
Lucky laid the gauntlet down and you backed up.
I didn't. I asked for his build and I accepted the challenge. I accept the challenge. Lucky, find me on social. We'll go out. All right? Let's do it. By the way, we're talking about the Warriors schedule for the 2025-2026 regular season. It was launched. All right? Warriors, by the way, Joe, got 15 back-to-backs. How many of those are going to be played by both Steph and Jimmy Butler, I wonder?
15 back-to-backs.
And Al Horford.
And yeah, we'll see with Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton.
Over-under D'Anthony Melton playing 15 games.
We'll see. There's a six-game.
Let alone 15 back-to-backs. Give me a break.
Six-game November road trip. Eight-game January homestand. Two straight games in San Antonio and Minnesota. And seven of the final 10 are at home. Plus, in April, they don't leave the state of California. So those are just some tidbits for you.
Well, the game that I circled, and I know everyone's looking at Christmas, because Christmas, you know, was the unofficial start of the NBA season. I think it's getting ripped away by the NFL. But
Cooper Flagg, Klay Thompson.
I'm over the Klay return thing, just in general. You know, Carter said to me before the show, like, I'm so over the whole Klay thing. Love Klay, but Klay's returning. He returned already. Now, it is a return for Klay Thompson. I'm more interested in seeing Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg and Klay Thompson all on the floor at once. I'm more interested in that than I am Klay returning.
What are we doing?
The game I've circled was the Houston Rocket game right before Thanksgiving, which is a Wednesday night game in November on the 26th. That is the number one bar night of the year for everybody returning home, and to have Rockets, who the Warriors face in a seven-game playoff,
Kevin Durant,
and it's a new-look Rocket team. Like, that, to me, is more interesting than even the Christmas matchup, but maybe that's just me.
I'm still interested to see Klay Thompson. Maybe Meg Thee Stallion will be there courtside at Chase Center on Christmas Day. That would be pretty cool, as they are dating, obviously, Klay Thompson, Meg. I don't know if you know that. Yes. Shout out TikTok. But I'll say this. The Klay Thompson angle still intrigues me, because of the addition of Cooper Flagg now. Like, does he put this team into legit contender category? Like, can he have
who's their point guard? Like, D'Angelo? Well, I mean, come on.
Well, I know. Hey, listen.
I'm gonna fade D'Angelo.
I hear you on that. And when and if they get Kyrie Irving next year, I don't even know if you could bake that into the equation. We shall see. But you mentioned it. The sheer size of that team with Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg, Klay, again, you said D'Angelo Russell. We'll see how the rest shakes out. They re-signed one of their centers, right?
Look, it's a very intriguing roster.
It's very intriguing. That's why I'm so fascinated with it. The Klay Thompson angle, though, I agree. I think last year there was a lot that was going on with the negotiations. Did you make a real offer? Did you not? You know, there was some hurt feelings there. And Clay was obviously letting the people know, letting Joe Lacob know last year when he's at Chase Center. We had the big sign picture, Captain Clay hats. It was all fun. And I think we have kind of turned the page a little bit, but it'll still be nice to see Clay at Chase Center, what he meant for that team. But I'm with you when it comes to the Rockets. I actually thought, Joe, the more prudent move should have been Warriors-Rockets on Christmas and then Lakers-Mavericks because of the Luka angle. Like, I thought that made more sense because of how that was the most exciting series, I thought, in the playoffs last year was that Rockets Warriors series going down 3-1, them coming back, pushing it to brink game seven. How fun was that? I know it was a first round series, but there was a lot of action in there. Fred Van Vliet turning into a god again, couldn't miss the Dylan Brooks factor. Now he's gone, obviously. So I thought that's what they should have done, but I'm still going to be locked in on Christmas. Absolutely.
On Christmas,
let's go.
I'm just, you know, I know. Give me the NBA schedule, and I'll give you the NFL schedule. Okay, and you guys tell me where, because you know.
You have the NFL.
Yeah,
one
I'm looking at it right here.
All right.
So on December 25th, it's a I don't know what day it falls on this year. You've got Lions Vikings in Minnesota.
It's December 25th is on a Thursday this year. So it might just work out for Thursday Night Football.
So here you go. Lions-Vikings in the morning in Minnesota.
Okay.
That's always got its, intrigue. And, you know, who knows where the Vikings are at.
Right.
Lions, we think, are going to be good. Cowboys-Commanders, which we'll see if the Cowboys, you know, have 4 or 5 wins by then. Broncos-Chiefs in Kansas City. That's a hell of a nightcap.
That is a really good one.
That's probably, and we'll see about Lions and Vikings. Cowboys, Commanders, just because the Cowboys, everybody, you know, tunes in to hate on them. And, you know, I know they've got a big national fan base, but that game.
I'm interested.
Everyone's NFC Easted out, in general.
I hear you, but the Jaden Daniels thing, can he do it again? Is Dak?
No doubt. No,
like,
he's
Dak's going to be healthy. Like, the fact that, like, and again, I know we like to kind of.
Micah might not even be on the team.
Exactly. Like, I have no idea what to make of the Cowboys. I still have to watch that Netflix talk everyone's talking about, too, about the Cowboys in the 90s and all the drama that was there. Because you lived it.
The White House?
I didn't get to live it. So I want to relive it through those things. Obviously, it's going to have. I saw that Jerry Jones is a part of it, so I'm sure it'll have a pro, you know, Jerry Jones angle. But I have the NBA on Christmas, again, Thursday, December 25th this year. I'll give you the schedule there. So we got Cleveland, New York, 9 o'clock our time, 9 o'clock West Coast time. All right.
Just between you and me, and I'm not trying to hate, Cleveland doesn't do anything for the masses. You could call me a hater all you want. I'm telling you the truth. You put the Cavs on, everyone knows they're a good team. They just don't move the needle like that. I'm just telling you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. no annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.